Good morning, Darlington Church. How's it going for you, and what's going on? Thank you for inviting me to be a part of your fellowship today. I do hope things are going well for you, and that some of the things we have learnt during this time will be good for us individually and as a people of God together. Why am I here? Well, Rob said some time ago that I would know what to talk about when the time came, and I guess I do. I want to update you with a medical perspective on our current situation. I want to remind you that we are at war, ultimately, with spiritual powers of evil in heavenly places, and therefore the importance of prayer, and to encourage you to be not afraid. The title of my talk, then, is a question which I think many might have been asking: what is going on? One of the things God's word shows us is that when things are difficult, in times of catastrophe, real or threatened, when societies and nations are in turmoil, people react differently. We read in Jeremiah that even when Jerusalem is under threat, that the people continue to burn incense to Baal. Therefore, this is what the Lord says: I will bring on them a disaster they cannot escape. Although they cry out to me, I will not listen to them. The towns of Judah and the people of Jerusalem will go and cry out to the gods to whom they burn incense, but they will not help them at all when disaster strikes. You, Judah, have as many gods as you have towns, and the altars you have set up to burn incense to that shameful god Baal are as many as the streets of Jerusalem. I love the final chapter of Daniel, where the contrasts are highlighted in the greatest tribulation of all, at which time the wicked will continue to be wicked. And that while many run hither and thither, or to and fro, in distress and in vain efforts to fix the current situation danger, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars for ever and ever. And when these troubles, these threats, these catastrophes, these things begin to take place, Jesus tells us, stand up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near. And one day all creation will rejoice at the coming of a king. Lift up your heads, you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Lord God, please help us, when things are tough, as your people, to exalt your name. And we look forward to your coming again in glory, when the gates will be lifted up, when all things will be put right. Amen. Now, in the meantime, yes, it's a struggle. So what are we to do? Back to Jeremiah and Daniel. Poor Jeremiah. After remonstrating with God, why does the way of the wicked prosper? And a lot more than that. Do you remember God's answer? If you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickets by the Jordan? We might think, great, thanks a lot. But Jeremiah was certain of his mission, even more certain now, certain that God knew every aspect of his struggle and certain that God would see him through. And Daniel was told, after being informed of many bad things and asking, how long, to go your way, because the words are rolled up and sealed until the time of the end. As for you, go your way till the end. You will rest, and at the end of the days you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance. There's a time to fight, and a time to rest and allow God to work things out. There are things that you cannot yet understand. Go your way, Daniel was told. There are things we cannot yet understand, and we must go along our way, along the path set out for us. So, Lord God, so help us to live for you, to run with horses if and when needed, to rest in you when there is nothing more to be done except to be with you, mourning with you as you wept over Jerusalem and rejoicing with you in our redemption both now and to come. May we lift up our heads with confidence and joy to herald you as our glorious coming King. Amen. So, end of sermon. You can all go home. Ah, no, right, you are at home. Okay, so let's tease this out a little. What's going on? True story 1, Jeremiah. It's depressing to read how the people in their rebellion against God continued to burn incense to Baal. We will look more closely at what this means shortly. And Jeremiah is in deep trouble. Yes, even put deep into a pit because he warns of judgment. If you haven't read Jeremiah for a long time, I encourage you to read it again, especially chapter 31, and you will be encouraged. True story 2. If you've been watching Martin Isles and reading Family Voice, you may know of Dr. Jereth Cock, a GP in Victoria in his mid-30s with wife and two children, now in his 8th month of suspension and hence no income, for what he has said on social media and in Eternity magazine that has allegedly offended some people so that they have no confidence in seeing him as a doctor. I suggest you look up Family Voice if you haven't heard that, and also go to Australian Christian Lobby for a hard-hitting video on the truth of it by Martin Isles. There has been no suggestion or complaint about Dr. Cox's ability and service as a doctor. The medical board could have just said that the complaint was being investigated and that in the meanwhile, Dr. Cox should refrain from public commentary, but no, they issued an immediate suspension using emergency powers to indicate he was not fit to practice as a doctor, and the suspension continues in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis. The implications for freedom of speech and freedom of thought and belief are extreme, even more so when it comes down to matters of public health, particularly regarding sexuality, sexual behaviour and abortion, that the public should know and doctors should be able to say and the law of the land should uphold. You might wonder at the mention of freedom of belief. The complainant was not a patient, but became aware of some of what Dr. Cock had said and therefore decided that he couldn't attend him as a doctor, essentially for what he believes, and that no one else should have confidence and attend him as a doctor either. But you know and I know that Christian doctors and nurses throughout history have always been in the advanced party in times of endangered health and pioneering practical help. I'm aware of another instance where a mother approached a practitioner to inquire her attitude to transgenders, and when the reply did not suit, the mother threatened to report her. Lord God, we thank you for Dr. Cox's faith in you and determination to serve you. We pray that you will honour him by lifting his suspension, but even if you don't, to honour his faith in you regardless. Bless him, Lord, we pray. And bless the team that is working with him to uphold freedom of belief and speech in medicine. Please be in charge of the strategy and particularly the timing. For your glory, Lord. Amen. So, when things are difficult, when societies and nations are in turmoil, what's going on? Well, first there's a little bug. For those with long memories, a gremlin. Those little creatures that sabotaged British planes during the Battle of Britain, long before Roald Dahl and Spielberg made them into monsters, but maybe monsters would better suit the description of the COVID-19 gremlin that has caused so much death and so much havoc in our world. How could something so small cause so much damage? Lockdowns, border controls, regional lockdowns, unemployment, business closures, monitoring private affairs and connections. Our world will never be the same again in terms of how we do things, of how we seek to protect ourselves, of our self-sufficiency as a nation, and of how we relate internationally. Lord God, thou who knowest all, Please help us to work wisely for the future, and in all that we have learnt to work well for your kingdom and being able to reach others with your love and the good news of sins forgiven and relationships restored and our relationship with you. May we be known as your disciples in how we love one another. Amen. And then there's the economic fallout. Will we ever completely recover, and how long will it take? And then there's China. And all this after drought, bushfires and floods. Will we as a nation acknowledge God, or will we just continue to offer incense to Baal? But there's more. While we were concerned with other things, we passed laws for euthanasia and abortion and altering birth certificates and proposing laws to criminalise counselling that does not affirm feelings for people seeking to transgender. Oh dear. Let's look at this. In Queensland and Victoria, we have laws on the books proposing criminalising any counselling or therapy that does not affirm change. But if we as doctors have not even queried whether there are possible contributing factors or stressors in children wishing to transgender, such querying itself, labelled as abuse by those who insist on affirming the wish, then we have failed our ethical and professional responsibilities as doctors, our duty as community leaders and parents. We have failed the child, and we have failed the community. We have failed medicine. This is our current, urgent, paramount battleground. Lord, please give wisdom to our leaders. Please lead and bless our Prime Minister, protect him and his family. Amen. As someone wrote recently, those with a leftist ideology don't sleep. They continue to work in education curriculums to limit freedom of speech and debate by invoking offence and hurt and discrimination, even freedom of belief around the kitchen table. Why around the kitchen table? Because the stated sadness of the retiring president of the Australian Human Rights Commission, Professor Gillian Triggs, was that you can say what you like around the kitchen table. Her regret being that the commission did not get this far in eliminating wrong teaching and discrimination. One would have hoped that she was joking, but given the history and the serious responses of many commentators, it would seem not. We are at war, and not just against flesh and blood, as in a virus or even gremlins, but against the powers of this dark world and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Yes, Ephesians 6 once again. Like Jeremiah and the people of Judah, we face external dangers, as in viruses and a changing world situation. But our real problem is in burning incense to Baal. In this, we leave ourselves open to destruction and God leaving us to that destruction. The incense is rebellion against God, against God's creation, of humankind being created in his image, of masculinity and femininity, against marriage and family as God created it, against his people, against his church. This incense is fomented by those with an anti-God ideology and reinforced by state-allowed and even approved evil indoctrination of our children through education. It was the same at the time of Noah and as at the Tower of Babel. We will be our own gods. We will be in charge of life and death. We will terminate life when we choose, at its beginning and when we make it cease to be. We will not only honour those who despise God's creation of life and despise the creation of male and female and the institution of family, but we will condemn and criminalise offers to help those distressed by the resultant confusion and pressures. Fortunately, the proposed Queensland law criminalising those who dare to question a move to transgender has been put on hold by the Corona gremlin, and this has given time for a stronger defence to be mounted. Again, we pray for God's timing with respect to this battle. There are three, possibly more, big issues that come out of this. Firstly, as you know, our freedom to speak and even believe is at risk because some will not see us as good doctors and therefore say we should not be able to practice. This is a huge threat to the future of medicine in Australia. Yes, we can do well in exams and do brilliant research, but still not allowed to practice if our belief systems don't match up with a section of the community. Secondly, no matter how much of a medical and scientific argument we make against such legislation, and I can show you books that have been written, such argument is dismissed because we're going to do it anyway. And besides, you're only saying that because you are Christian, and therefore your argument does not count. This in spite of the fact that none of the defences that I and others have written have only ever been based on science, and never have I used a Christian or belief argument in government submissions. And thirdly, once a thing has been legislated for, we can be accused of hate speech if we state our views publicly or privately, and even when we are deliberately questioned as to our views, even when we don't want to give an answer. This affects all of us as Christians, not just doctors. It affects your pastors and the freedom to quote from the Bible. So, yes, the attack is real and at many levels. So, what must we do? We are, as Jesus told us, to stand up and lift up our heads, for our redemption draws near. We set out to fill you in with a medical perspective on the challenges, and I expect you will have been sobered, as I have been, and understand that our battle is with spiritual powers of evil in heavenly places, and the utmost importance of prayer. You may remember from the last talk that we have a sub-theme in our early morning prayer at our church: grief, mourning, excitement, and joy. Grief for our nation in our burning of incense to idols. Mourning for our partners elsewhere, for the suffering church. It seems more suffering each day. Excitement for tomorrow, because God does hold the future. Stand up, lift up your heads with that confidence, and joy for today, even in the valley. Yes, we are to stand up and lift up our heads. Daniel reminds us that while many run hither and thither, that those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Remember that. Take it home. End of sermon. But the story does continue. Lord God, we are so grateful to be on your side. We wouldn't be anywhere else. Thank you for your love and the confidence we have in walking with you into the future. Thank you for the assurance that you are coming again in power and glory, and will put all things right. In the meantime, in your mercy and strength, may we shine like stars with your brightness always. Amen.